All right. Welcome, welcome. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuning to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We are always honored when you would join us, that you would listen in. We know that you could be doing anything. You could be any place. And so for you to listen, it really is a blessing. And we want to encourage you, if you haven't already, we want to encourage you to make sure you subscribe to your podcast app. Make sure that you leave a review. We are so blessed and honored when you do leave reviews, and that just means a lot. It also helps with our rankings with inside of iTunes and inside other podcast apps. So make sure you subscribe, make sure you leave a review, and that will just continue to allow this podcast to reach more and more people. Mm-hmm. Keontae, my brother, so glad to see you.
Yeah, man. It's good to see you as well.
All right. It's always a blessing. So our topic today, I think it could be a little bit controversial, you know.
Most definitely.
And I feel like every home has kind of had this question and this challenge of who exactly is supposed to cook. I'm just saying, who's supposed to cook in the house?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this is a controversial one.
For yeah, show. Yeah. And what was interesting is, as I was doing a little bit of research, there are some serious split views. There are people that are really adamant about one view and adamant about a different view. And so I didn't think this was actually going to be as a controversial subject. You know, when we were first kind of talking about it, it was kind of, hey, it'd be fun to kind of talk about it.
Yeah,
who is supposed to cook? But then some people take it serious. I mean, like, really, really serious. Like, so go ahead, man. What's your thoughts, man?
For me, I'm going to just go ahead and jump off the deep end, man. I'm going to just go ahead and lay it out here like this.
It's the wife's.
The person who's supposed to cook is the person whose food tastes the best. I mean, whoever has the golden hand in the kitchen is supposed to cook. So, yeah, that's kind of evil.
Are they supposed to?
You know what? In my honest opinion, I'd rather prefer it like that. Okay. Now, for most of you that don't know, like, my wife is pretty much like a chef. She's like a Michelin star chef.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. Me, I burn cereal. You know what I mean? I'm not that great of a cook. I can cook to survive.
Whoever doesn't poison us.
You know what I mean?
That doesn't.
You know what I mean? But, you know, I've cooked at certain times for us, and I'm just like, man, this just don't taste the same way that yours tastes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'd rather she go ahead and get down in the kitchen. That's her happy space, though. You know what I mean? So I'd rather her get down in the kitchen than me have some, we have some subpar dinner with me.
Well, I think the key thing is the last part that you said. That's her happy place.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say supposed, I think there's this idea of obligation. Mm-hmm. That is your obligation. That is your duty. That is what you are responsible for. And I think we have to be careful about, there are roles inside of marriages.
Right.
God does give roles to the husband. God does give roles to the wife, and that we are accountable to, but we're accountable to God. This is one of those roles that, as far as who's supposed to cook, that I don't personally biblically see. I don't see the precedent where this is part of the woman's responsibility, and if she's not, she's sinning.
Yeah.
If she's not, then she is a bad wife.
Right.
And so I don't see that in there. And so I know, and I want to kind of go here, because as I was kind of doing research, there are scriptures that talk about virtuous women. So one of the most well-known scripture is in Proverbs 31. Mm-hmm. And in Proverbs 31, it begins to talk about the virtuous women. So in verse 10, it says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Verse 11, "The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil." Then I want to jump to verse 27. Mm-hmm. She looks well to the ways of her household, and eats not the bread of idleness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I brought that one up, and you brought up a different scripture in Proverbs 31. So why don't you bring that one up?
So mine is 31:15, and that scripture actually says, "She rises while it's still night to provide food for her household and portions for her maidservant."
All right. And so here's the thing, is that I think it's a stretch.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a huge stretch to say, okay, based off of this, therefore, it is the duty
yeah.
of the woman to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, there's a bunch of stereotypes where you can say it's the duty of the man to take out the trash. Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to let the trash sit there?
Right.
Till the man takes it out?
Exactly. Somebody going to get to it.
It's the duty of the man to go mow the lawn. So we're just going, and so we've kind of come up with these interesting stereotypes as a result of cultural differences and practices.
Right.
And so when we're going to talk about who's supposed to cook, there's different cultural differences and practices. Mm-hmm. And based off of those cultural differences and practices and even traditions, they've carried over into new cultures and different times. And there's this idea that what was a staple then is supposed to be a staple now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. I mean, just to piggyback off what you're saying, too, I think in our societal norms, I think a lot of us like to look back on, like, the 50s. You know what I mean? Back in the day when...
Leave it to Beaver.
Yeah, back in the day when a household can really be sustained by one income. Hmm. And that was usually the men back in that day. You know what I mean? And so it's almost like the man was at work all day, so it's like the mother of the house, she just took it upon herself, like, okay, when he comes home from work, from providing, you know, for all of us in here all day, I just need to make sure I got a meal for him or something, right, or whatnot. But I don't think people have understood that it's 2019. Times have changed.
You know what I mean? Different. Times culturally, have changed. Yeah.
Women are the most educated people in America at this point. They hold the most degrees and the graduate rate is higher. So, and in turn, women, like when it comes to the job market or whatnot, women are impacting the job market so at a much of a high rate right now that it's kind of equal playing field.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're both working.
Yeah.
So in a sense, you know, when it comes to who's supposed to cook, it just really comes down to, you know, who's available to do it at that point in time. You know, it has to be split. Or I know for me and my wife, what we do, we have a chore list. And a lot of people don't really make chore lists. I don't know why. It'll get you through your week. No arguments.
Come on.
You know, no distractions. No discussions.
That's going to be another podcast.
Right.
Make your chore list.
But in our chore list, like I said, when I said the kitchen is my wife's happy place, she really aspires to be a chef.
Yeah.
Cooking, I mean, it gives her a euphoric feeling. You know what I mean? She just gets in there. She's in her zone. She's in her element.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like if Kobe Bryant grabs a basketball, that's his element.
Right.
So, you know, her in the kitchen cooking and baking, that's her element. And I know that on our chore list, she's going to handle the food. I'm going to handle the laundry.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's just the way that we set our chore list.
And what's beautiful about that is there was, number one, communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I think relationships can get in trouble when there is this assumption in any aspect that other than what God specifically says is our roles. Husband loves your wife like Christ loved the church. That is a specific commandment,
right?
That God gives us. And so other than those roles, we have to be careful about this whole assumption. Well, I assume you're supposed to put gas in the car. I don't know. I mean, we just come up with like crazy things.
Yeah.
And so communicating, remove those assumptions, mm-hmm, and communicate. And so that's where there is this understanding. And I feel like that's where you had healthy households, even in a different time,
mm-hmm,
period. There was this healthy understanding within inside of a marriage. Hey, I'm out all day kind of doing this and I'm working. And so as I'm out, the other person with inside the household is just understanding, okay, well, I'm going to take care of these things.
Right.
And so just that understanding. So as dynamics change and as situations change, and so there's been moments where the husband was laid off. And as a result of maybe the husband being laid off or the wife being laid off, you can kind of go vice versa.
Yeah.
But the other person takes on a different role and a different duty. And as they take on that different duty, they've had it to where men have said, okay, well, now I'm just going to be at home lazy and mm-hmm, do nothing. And so it's like, okay, well, I'm going to take on a different role. And so it's interesting that we've kind of associated different forms of roles,
right,
and chores to, well, that's only what the woman can do.
Yeah.
And that's only what the man can do. And I think that, again, comes from tradition, comes from different cultures. And just because a culture does it doesn't necessarily mean that it's right.
Right. That's what it's supposed to
be. That is helpful. That is good, and it definitely doesn't mean that that's what God is commanding.
Exactly. The best thing you said, man, is just communication. You know, don't get no clear cut than that.
Yeah.
You know, and we just have to, you know, learn how to navigate what our relationship requires.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Through that communicative channel. You know, you just figure it out. And you know, just because my wife, you know, that might be her chore, or, you know, we decided that's on her chore list to just cook, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm never going to cook.
Right. And it doesn't mean that it doesn't change. Because exactly. Situations change. Circumstances change. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a matter of being flexible.
Right.
Now, I do want to say this, because this is interesting, because at the same time that there has been a shift culturally, mm-hmm. Among the roles of, or the chores of women and chores of men, there's actually also this negative thing that's come about, because you actually have women who wouldn't frown on and you know, negatively look down upon other women who do say, hey, I want to cook for my husband.
Okay.
I want to take care of my husband. And so I think that's also wrong as well. Like, I think if you find a woman or a man, whatever it is, where that's how they want to express their affirmation,
right?
Their love, because we have different love languages. And so you have some people that they're givers.
Mm-hmm.
And so in their giving, they want to help. And so that's the way that they're showing their husband or their wife that they love them. And so I think for those who frown upon a woman who says, well, no, I want to cook for my husband. Like you said, that's her love. She loves doing that. Mm-hmm. And so how dare another woman frown upon your wife when she begins to talk about, oh, I love cooking for my husband, and all of a sudden tear down her and make her second guess. To me, that brings mess. You're bringing mess into their home. They have exactly. something that's working. They are working together. And so be careful about you bringing mess into other people's home just because that's not the way you do it.
Exactly. That's good. I mean, because at the end of the day, it's just like, what did God say? At that point in time, you're letting somebody come into it. Let no man come in between,
God has joined together.
Right. You know what I mean? And you just have to really listen to what did God just sit here and say, thou shalt be independent and never cooketh for a man. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, if that's so we just go to one extreme. So we went from one area to another extreme. And it's just, let's just seek God. Let's seek communication.
Exactly.
What am I happy about? What am I doing that I enjoy? And so if a man loves to cook, but like I have my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the most part, he's the primary cooker in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves it. And he enjoys it. And my sister helps out. So they work together. But for the most part, when we go and visit and he's doing things, I mean, that's just kind of what he does.
Right.
And I wouldn't dare be like, oh, you're not being a man. You're not a man.
If what you're doing in the kitchen.
Yeah. So we just got to understand that.
Yeah, man.
What works for your household?
Mm-hmm.
Communicate what works for your household. Don't just assume that that's what your mother did or that's what your dad did, and therefore that's what your husband or wife is going to do.
Great. Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Because comparison is a whole nother beast, too.
Right, right.
Well, my mama used to. Yeah, that's just crazy, and it just goes into just societal norms, it's just tradition. You know what I mean? Like, oh, men are just, you know, the tradition is men aren't supposed to cook, men aren't supposed to do dishes, men aren't supposed to do laundry. Now, my wife loves to cook, I love to eat, so I have no problem going in there and cleaning up after her. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that's kind of one of the parts that she hates. She hates clean. She loves creating, but right. She hates the cleanup.
Right.
And I have no problem going there and cleaning up after her. You know what I mean? It has to be teamwork.
Have a problem with it, unless y'all going to switch off weeks where one cooks and one cleans,
right?
Then just understand that. And that's interesting because I was kind of raised where this was a period where my dad was single. And so it was my dad and my brothers, and we're all in the house. And first off, my dad was like, all of us are going to take turns cooking. Uh-huh. And so, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that was he really didn't feel like cooking. And so, but sure enough, he had his days he was going to cook. My brother had his days he was going to cook. And I had my days. And so it really challenged me. If it was hamburger helper, guess what? I went in and learned how to cook. But then if I was cooking, it was automatic. You're not doing the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other person has to do the dishes. And so just learning that balance. And I'm very grateful for that, that they're to learn that balance early on where we're all contributing to the household.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. All contributing. That's where it's at.
All right. That's the word. Like, man can't change diapers.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
We might not want to. So, all right. Any last thoughts?
No, man. Just I just think the nail on the head is just the communication. You know what I mean? Just like he said, don't assume. You know what I mean? Have that proper chain of communication and really figure out what's best for your marriage. And just to leave out all that outside chatter. Yeah. Focus on what's in.
That's right. That's right. Well, we thank you for joining us. We thank you for listening in. Don't forget, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you review. Also, if you find that this has been a blessing to you and you really have enjoyed this podcast, you can go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org, and there you can give and really bless what we're doing and allow us to continue to enhance and keep it going. Mm-hmm. What we do is not free. And so just know that your blessings help bless this ministry and what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for all that you're doing in and through this podcast. We thank you for how you're just bringing in more listeners. And we're so grateful for the comments that we get back and just affirmation as far as what we're doing. And so just continue to use this for your glory. Father, touch any household where there's a lack of communication, where there's a resentment building and growing. Because they're not coming together as a unit, as a one, to really talk about how do we manage our home? How are we going to deal with the responsibilities of the home? And not just the responsibility of within the home, but even the responsibility of paying and talking about it. And the enemy wants to work through the tension of budgets and the tension of chores. And so we just ask that don't allow the enemy to come in. And we just pray that couples will just communicate and talk through those things and understand that they are a team and it takes a team effort. We love you. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. God keep you. Until next time. Come on. Stand up. Put your hands up. Make some noise. It's a I'd rather be your people, I'd rather see where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.